Good evening. These are your latest RTL Today headlines at 6:30. I'm John Baker. The planned expansion of the Tanklux oil depot in eastern Luxembourg is once again reigniting controversy in Grevenmacher and the surrounding area. A court in Luxembourg has handed down a lengthy prison sentence to a young neo-Nazi from Strassen who was involved in weapons offences, terrorist planning and extremist activities. After 15 years of discussions, the green light has finally been given for the building of a brand new sports complex, incorporating two outdoor stadia and an indoor hall to replace the Jozy Bardel Stadium. In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that he would only end his Ukraine offensive if Kyiv withdrew from territory Moscow claims as its own, otherwise his army will take it by force. And two inmates in a Dijon jail orchestrated a daring escape by soaring through their cell bars and lowering themselves with bedsheets, highlighting chronic overcrowding and poor conditions in French prisons. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu. Well, we've had overcast conditions for most of the day, and this will continue into the evening, with a chance of some light rain showers and perhaps even the mist coming back. The current temperature is around 3 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel somewhat cooler.